أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال إبراهيم لأبيه وقومه إنني براء مما تعبدون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained that the non-believers do not believe in spite of them doing all their wrong, and they feel that because no adab is coming on them presently, that Allah is pleased with us, which is a complete wrong notion. This is a play. The dunya is a place of a test, not that Allah Ta'ala forces a person to be righteous. Allah guides a person but does not force a person. And if a person is doing wrong and still his life is going smoothly, it is no proof that Allah is pleased with him. And like, for example, commonly interest money has become very common. Since banks are paying out interest, many people are using the interest money also. And if things are going smooth, they say that no, Allah is happy, that is, there is nothing wrong with it. But interest money is totally haram. Many of us are such also. When we want to pay our taxes or our fines, we use interest money. And we say Majlis has given permission. But when we want to drink Coca-Cola, then we swear Majlis, and then we don't follow Majlis. So we are only following our own whims and desires. We are not following any of the ulama. So after that, and these people, they say we are following our forefathers. So Allah brings the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, whom they themselves also called, we are the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So see what you have to follow. Yeah, it's also a great lesson that our elders and forefathers follow them in their right things. If they had erred and they had made mistakes, we don't follow them in the wrong things. We follow them in the right things. So Allah teaches this lesson also and tells the people of Makkah that your real forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam, what was his condition? وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ. اور جب کہا ابراہیم نے اپنے باپ کو اور اس کے قوم کو. Remember that time when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made tabligh, and he told his father and he told his people, his whole community, إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ. میں الگ ہو ان چیزوں سے جن کو تم پوجھتے ہو. I separate and disassociate myself completely from these idols which you are worshipping. So Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't follow his forefathers in the idol worship they were doing. So why are you following your forefathers in idol worship? And you claim to be followers of Ibrahim. See what was his stance and how did he make his stand known to people. إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينَ. مگر جس نے مجھ کو بنایا سو وہ مجھ کو راہ سجائے گا. I only worship him who has created me. That being, and each one of us should think how Allah has made us, our eyes, our brains, our tongue, heart, liver, kidneys, all this, neither did our mothers make it, nor our fathers, no gynecologists, no scientists. It is only Allah who has made us. So we should worship only Allah. When He has given us everything, we should worship Him only, and He is that being that will guide us towards righteousness. We must have that inclination. وَجْعَلَهَا كَلِمَةً بَاقِيَةً فِي أَقِبِهِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. اور یہی بات پیچھے چھوڑ گیا اپنے اولاد میں تاکہ وہ رجوع رہے. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not leave na'uz billah idol worship after him. This is what he left behind. Worship only Allah. Complete tawheed and oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And so he left this legacy behind in his people, in his progeny, so that they also could all turn to Allah Ta'ala. بَلْ مَتَّعْتُ هَؤُلَاءِ وَآبَاهُمْ حَتَّى جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ وَرَسُولٌ مُبِينٌ. کوئی نہیں پر میں نے برتنے دیا ان کو اور ان کے باپ داداؤں کو یہاں تک کہ پہنچا ان کے پاس دین سچا اور رسول کھور کر سنانے دینے والا. اللہ سے it's nothing of these things that they are just worshiping, they are following in their forefathers' steps. But the thing is, I've given them the temporary benefit of this dunya, and they have become blind by this temporary benefit. And there we should check ourselves also, that how much aren't we blinded just by this dunya, which is not even like a bubble on the water, but moreover it is like a bubble for coming from the nose. When a person has got a flu or cold and his nose is flowing, then the bubble that comes, that is what is this dunya. just a dirty bubble just for a little time, and it just bursts immediately after that. So Allah says, this is all what is this dunya which I gave to these people and to their forefathers. And when the truth came to them, when Allah sent His Quran Sharif and He sent His Rasul, who had made clear propagation and tabligh of the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and left them with no doubt of the truth, so these people now should have followed. But when a person's nafs overcomes his desires and his lust and his love for name and fame, popularity and for dunya's gain, and his lust of woman, etc., when these overtake a person, he becomes blind. Though he knows what is the truth, but he still will just follow his own nafs and his carnal desires. وَلَمَّا جَاءُمُ الْحَقِّ اور جب پہنچا ان کے پاس سچا دین. And when the Rasul came and with the Quran and the true deen had come to this people, قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ وَإِنَّا بِهِ كَافِرُونَ کہنے لگے یہ جادو ہے اور ہم اس کو نہ مانیں گے. Then they look for excuses, which as it is said in Urdu, agar tu hi na mane to baate hazar hai. When you don't want to accept something, you have 1001 excuses. Just like a mother putting her child to sleep at night, the child wants to still play, then the child makes the excuse, I want to eat, I'm hungry. But it's not hungry, it is just it wants to play stuff. So when a person doesn't want to accept the truth and believe, he makes all other false excuses which are not genuine. So one of them, they said that this is jadu, and we don't follow jadu. Where was the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the revelation of Allah, where that is as far as the east is to the west, that is so far from jadu. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ اور کہتے ہیں کیوں نہ اترا یہ قرآن کسی بڑے مرد پر ان دونوں بستیوں میں کے. And they said that why isn't this Quran Sharif then revealed to some great person of the two cities? In other words, they regarded themselves as very superior and the very elite. And how would that the Quran was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We are not prepared to accept it. It should be revealed to a great person. And at that time, at all times, where can there be a greater person than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But these are all excuses. Sometimes they say it's jadu. Sometimes they say it should be revealed to somebody else. Then we should have believed, just like the little child making excuses all the time. And what it has to do, it doesn't want to do. This is the nature of mankind. So in these ayat we are taught that our forefathers, where they were righteous and pious, and there are many of us who in our family lineage, we have got great, great pious people above us. We should follow them in their righteousness and their piety. And we shouldn't turn from their ways into modernism, into westernization, etc. They were people who were firm on deen and strong. And all of us know in our families, we had those righteous people. We should follow them in those righteous things. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا